panicking like hell.
You're quite clearly pregnant at the moment as well. Are we imminent?
Yeah.
So this is your home at the moment. This is temporary accommodation.
Yeah.
So just to describe, you've got kind of a living room area looking out over the high street.
Yeah.
And all your stuff is already here.
Yeah.
So we've got bags and bags of clothes and toys and. So this is basically your life.
That's
your,
it.
Your slow cooker in the corner there. Yeah. How did you end up in this temporary accommodation?
We originally rented from someone. And the house was really damaged. Broken windows, broken stairs in the basement, loose carpets, rubbish in the garden. None of it had been cleared before we moved in. He said, give it a couple of weeks, everything would be sorted. Nothing was sorted. Got environmental health in. They said, by the time it's all done, it should be safe enough. But we left because Alexander was only one at the time. Mm. It was too dangerous for him.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like the kind of place you want to bring up a one-year-old child in.
The landlord used to come around all the time, have an argument. Middle of the time, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, smashing on the door when Mark was working. Now he's out of work.
I think Mark's just looking after Alexander. So what was Mark doing at the time?
He was warehousing.
Warehousing, and he lost his job.
They moved their base over.
They moved their base away, so he lost his job. So at the moment, do you have money to be able to actually rent somewhere else?
No, nothing.
Because presumably you'd need a deposit to rent anywhere.
Everywhere wants a massive deposit. They want a month and a half, or down deposit, then a month.
So the place you were living in was awful. You decided to, you left that place. What, you just walked out, or you had this place to come to? How does it work?
We left there. We went to stay with my parents for a week. And they couldn't help us because Mum's got depression. So we couldn't stay there. So we left, went to the council and said, oh, we'll look into the situation for us. And they said, we'll put you here until, go through all the paperwork.
Mm.
And now they come up with a decision in August saying, no, we can't help you, you've got to get out. So now we've got a court order against us to get out.
So it's Wednesday today, now that Wednesday afternoon, it's just past 2 o'clock. What time do you actually have to be out of here?
10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
And 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, you will have nowhere to go.
No.
So it's you, your husband, your son, your child on the way any day now.
Yeah.
And just bags and bags of possessions.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
We don't know. We're totally panicking at the moment because I can go into labour any time, and our little boy as well.
Are there no friends and no family in the area at all?
No, my husband's father's recovering from cancer at the moment, so we can't stay with them because he's still recovering. My mum's got depression, so we can't stay with her while she's recovering. And Mark's family's all over the place.
Do the council know that tomorrow, as of 10 a.m, you're homeless?
Yeah.
Have they taken that on board?
Yeah, they don't. They've said they can't help us at all.
Can you describe how you feel?
Angry. Even we went up to social services because they've got a duty of care to Alexander. No, they won't help either.
So they need someone to move into this place. So there must be someone who they consider to be of a higher priority than you as an expectant mum with a husband who's out of work and a 2-year-old son. So someone that needs this place even more than you do. Well, I feel sorry for them.
If I go into labour tonight, we'll still be evicted tomorrow. If I was to go into labour tomorrow.